This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
After Bucks, crush a little Diddy on a little Tuesday.
I shouldn't have done Diddy, but it's a bad song. I just thought of that. Oh, he should be canceled. Yeah. Are we canceling Diddy? I mean, it's the thought of it.
I think.
Damn it.
Not official.
Yeah, but.
Damn it.
I think if we take J. Cole.
All innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
But this is not a court of law.
So I don't think he's been publicly canceled.
Society is not a court of law, though. So I think we have to say, like. You know what I'm saying?
It does feel uncomfortable.
That's a whiff.
It's not something.
Again,
that,
I don't think it's official like it was with R, though. I don't think he's been wiped off.
Yeah, he ain't R.
But it doesn't look good.
And y'all canceled Michael for a little while and then brought him back. Don't act like y'all didn't cancel MJ for a little while.
Time kind of passed.
And then you brought him back.
Yeah, you brought Michael back.
We reserved the right, bro.
So y'all just get all the choices on who goes and who stays.
Jury's still out on Michael. Was he a bad guy or a good guy? Where are we at there?
Oh, he was a weirdo, bro.
Yeah, he might have done bad stuff with kids, allegedly.
There were a lot of lies about Michael.
He's in there doing
a little too much stuff around kids. Let's be real about this.
That's not a normal adult.
A lot of people try to take advantage of Michael and his money.
Behavior.
And his friendship.
Yeah, it's just, the odds are overwhelming that he was definitely a...
Just don't send your kid to go live
pedophile.
With him. Okay.
But
just keep your kid with you. Maybe
amen,
a little
brother.
Parental, when you visit, there's parental supervision, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I put myself
send them to Neverland.
I put myself in those shoes, like, you say, oh my God, it's Michael Jackson. Like, Michael Jackson wants to host your kid on a trip.
Yeah.
You know, you don't assume he's
weirdo.
A pedophile. But
don't sleep in his room.
I would say, what does he like? What do you lock the door? And
I don't know about no locking doors. You got all kind of details. I don't know. Been you just make it up.
I don't know.
Him and Macaulay were hanging.
He has said nothing happened. Called Macaulay Culkin, ain't that his name?
Yep. That's a Home Alone kid.
Said nothing happened.
He had like secret rooms.
Weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, you don't like a normal adult doesn't want to hang out with kids.
It's great music, just a weirdo.
Yeah,
you got wacko.
Say, hey, separate the art from the artist. I'm not willing to do that with Diddy though. Not at this time. Everybody around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Hey, Memphis needs an AD. They need a new athletic director. Laird Vegas headed off to Missouri. And, look, I think you summed it up well. I think the last few months for Laird have definitely been his best of his time at Memphis, far and away, not even close, really. He has presided over getting the commitments on the Liberty Bowl renovations. He has presided over the $25 million commitments from FedEx. I think Laird was good in some ways. I think he lacked in others. Just like probably anybody that's in that job will be and will have in terms of, you know, great things going for him, maybe some shortcomings. I don't think Laird was great in terms of just community, right? I don't think he was like this great public speaker, rallying the troop, so to speak. But
better public speaker than Bowen was.
Better than Bowen, yes.
That man used to sweat up there.
Yes, better than Bowen. That is true. But where he was really good was he did a good job of stoking, you know, the relationships that he had to stoke. And that's the job. You know, that's the job. Do I wish that Laird was a little bit more of a fighter? I think for Memphis, that's really where I would go. You know, you have to get somebody that, like, Rudd-esque in a way. Maybe not to the degree of, you know, how off the handle he might fly at times, but somebody who is willing to, you know, kind of get their hands dirty a little bit and fight for the University of Memphis in the public eye and say, hey, we deserve. You know, a lot of times I felt like Lair kind of took a political approach, like, well, we're doing things in a very, you know, a prestigious way, in a very, you know, methodical way that we hope to be. But no, it's like, no, Memphis belongs, period. And we will not rest until we get the credit and the recognition that this university has earned. That's kind of where I think, again, that's not like a big, that's just a very small thing that I kind of just feel like it's a quality that the next AD here needs to have. Like, Laird was focused on his next job. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but you could tell his focus was, it was divided at times.
Yeah, I used to be right with you. I think that's unfair to say at this point because how he has set it up for the next guy.
Well, he said,
I used to be right with you that 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out, like he's trying to get to that next one. But with the way he set it up for the next guy now, I think it's unfair to say that now because, again, priority wise, at least it looks like you still had Memphis as a priority as you, frankly, were interviewing for this position and everything
enough.
Else.
Fair enough.
And that's not to say that, you know, no other AD would have, as you put it, stoked that relationship with FedEx or been, you know, no other would have been able to get that money in here. But Lair did on his watch there at the end.
Right.
As he's headed out the door.
Right.
I mean, again, you know, maybe somebody else can do that. Probably does. I mean, in the end, Fred Smith is the guy who's writing the checks and who we're all thankful to. And I'm sure a great many people over there had a lot to do with that. Not just Lair Veach. But that's why that's when you leave it the way he's left it. That's where, at one point, yeah, it felt like we wanted more from Laird. Maybe that's getting out in the community, rallying the troops, whatever, selling Memphis as a brand. But when you have set it up, remember, his strength coming over from Florida wasn't so much that as it was fundraising. And that's what he has done. He has put this thing in terms of NIL to be on top, in terms of outside the power structure, in terms of where you are. And, you know, with that kind of corporate backing from FedEx, it rivals in terms of what some of these, you know, power schools have got. Just that kind of relationship. And so the point is that you've left it better than you found it. And so if we're looking at him in terms of what the legacy of Laird's going to be, you know, he's been here since 2009. I don't know if legacy applies here. But you have left it better than you found it while, again, elevating your own profile. I just think with the way he's left it, you can't do anything but commend him. As opposed to, hey, man, here's what, you know, he could have done more of. You're right. It'd be nice to get more of that from the next guy. But I tell you, Laird DeVich did a hell of a job. Based on, again, so much of what he's accomplished here in the recent months with everything at Simmons Bank, everything you laid out, the renovations, the fact that you've got NIL set up in a way that nobody else outside the power structure has got it in terms of this deal with FedEx. It's tremendous. It's tremendous the way he went out.
He closed strong.
He went out. Exactly. He went out like a guy who cared about leaving it better than he found it, as opposed to a guy who was just looking for the next step up, you know? And again, that's what... A lot of these guys can come and give that lip service, too, and we like it. And maybe they sell the program a little bit more, but behind the scenes, they're not. Nothing's happening.
Right.
They're not stoking those relationships. They're not working on. Remember, Wren was one of those guys. And in terms of Bill Lowry and getting the Walton back, you know, that was Wren and that relationship. I tell you, you know, Laird, clearly, in terms of that relationship with FedEx, with the city, everything else, you know, you had to work the stuff out with Fred Jones. Got that done without having to go around and talk about all about it. As long as you're getting it done behind the scenes – That's the job. Fundraising, that's the job. Be nice if you're a little bit more outspoken about it all, but and that would be great of the next guy, especially as you try to make the transition over to the promised land of the power structure. But, man, I can't say enough good things about the way he's left this thing. You're set up great.
Right.
What up-and-coming rising star in athletic departments wouldn't want a gig like this? But and especially with when you look at the history and what's happened with previous deputy ADs, ADs now going to the SEC, you would say the same thing about the Memphis football job that we were saying a few years ago. That looks like a great point for me to be successful there, and then I can, boom, jump off to my it's a springboard to my next big job. I can go from there into a strong position
right.
in a power conference. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that?
Yeah, no, I think that's...
NIL set up?
Yeah, it's a great job. It's a better job probably than the one that Laird inherited, although when Laird inherited it, it was good too, because you had Norvell was still here. You had Penny sort of in the first one or two years, you know, of his...
But you had not hit COVID.
You had not hit COVID.
And on all the challenges that presented, and it was a different world in terms of NIL.
Yeah, that Memphis came out of all of that in a pretty damn good position
Seriously, we were thinking about having discussions about whether you should even have football because things were getting so tight over there. Remember, things weren't successful. I point to you on that one. You, we were saying, what's the? Some of us were saying, what's the point?
Right.
Not me, but some of us here were. And so that's look what you've come through now. And Laird was over that. So again, yeah, maybe not as visible, maybe not on every radio talk show or every television interview, maybe not nationally. You're seeing him, you know, pushing that Memphis brand out there as much as you want. But man, job well done.
Yeah.
You know, after a start that you say, well, what's he done? What's he done?
Right.
You certainly see it now.
Yeah, I think, again, I would say he was a successful athletic director at Memphis.
He closed super strong.
I would not say it was.
Who's better? Bowen? RC?
I mean.
Again, those were like on one side of things.
Right.
You're set up now, whether it's Penny or the next coach, on football. Now you got Ryan locked in. And whether it's him or the next guy, you're now at a point where with NIL, that's an attractive position for the next coach.
Yeah.
Same thing applies as with the AD job. Can be the springboard to another job. And so that you're set up on both sides better than you were when RC left it, football's dead. When Bowen leaves it, basketball's dying because, what, he hired Tubby Smith.
Yep.
And so Laird's, who's been, I mean, you'd have to go back before those. I tell you, he's left in a better position than they did.
Well, I would say I think.
Because they let one side go as they tried to strengthen the other.
I think what it sets up is the next AD here, it has a chance to go down as the absolute, I mean, because he's coming in, or she is coming in, you know, on the windfall of all of these positive developments. And so now all you really have to do.
Man, he's done so much of the legwork, exactly.
Yeah, all you have to do now is say, hey, look at all the great things that have happened here. You get to be the beneficiary of, you know, the renovations at the Liberty Bowl that you didn't have to raise any funds for, right, so to speak. I mean, you have to do some work because you still have to get the match from Fred, but yeah. Most of that's coming from the state. You know, the FedEx Forum renovations are out of your hands, but you'll benefit from that because that's where the university plays.
Well, you helped unlock it with the $50 million from Fred.
You get the $25 million from the NIL that the work was done for you. So, yeah, it's a good job.
It is a great job. I think it's a great job.
I don't know, like, do they want to, like, does Memphis.
It used to be about what you don't have. Now it's about, man, we're separate from some others.
Right.
We got some stuff they don't have in terms of the group of five.
Does Memphis, you know, want to go with somebody that's worked here before? I mean, there are definitely some options there. I mean, they made Jeff Crane the interim AD who's been in that building. There are some people around the country that have worked here before. Ryan Alpert's at Tennessee.
Yeah, deputy AD up there now.
There was a time where Memphis had, at the same time, an associate AD, this is who they are now, right? Who they are now. But at the same time at Memphis, at one time, they had an AD at West Virginia, an associate AD at Tennessee, and an associate AD at Alabama.
It's Ryan at Alabama.
Ryan Bradley.
Bradley is the other Ryan.
Ryan Bradley,
they
Ryan
had
Alpert,
him and Alpert at the same time.
And Ren Baker.
Wow. Yep.
All three of those guys were working at Memphis at the same time.
Very quietly, that was one of Bowen's strengths was hiring within that department.
Tim Duncan has been mentioned.
I'll tell you this. Tim Duncan, who played basketball here at Memphis, has paid his dues.
He's in New Orleans.
He has absolutely paid his dues. There's no question about that.
I think Tim is somebody that you should consider and certainly bring in for an
sitting
interview
AD.
And see what he has to
Seems
say.
Like he'd be a good
at
hire.
A lower level right now, but a sitting AD.
It's a big jump from New Orleans to, you know, but I would want to talk to him. I can't necessarily vouch for Tim Duncan because I don't know what he's done at New Orleans. I'm just not familiar, but certainly.
I'll be honest with you, and it's because Tim was one of the first names that came up last night and I was talking to folks behind the scenes. This would be my concern on Tim when I have him in, because I would, and everything, you know, in terms of what he, you know, he loves Memphis, everything else, selling brand, it's not going to be. But let's talk about that relationship with Penny, because there may come a day where you've got to. He's got a relationship with Penny. Did they play together? They were one after the other. I think I want to tell you they're intertwined, but perhaps they were even teammates. But my point is they were right there together in terms of Tigers. And if you get to a point where you do, and nobody wants to be here, but you're at a point where, okay, you got to sit Penny down. Like it's go time. You got to move on. Is Tim Duncan going to be a guy who does that? Or because they are so tight, is he going to be a guy that holds on too long? In a situation where, okay, this ain't working, maybe you've given Penny an extra couple of years, and in fact, you've done damage to it. That's my only – and again, I am hoping – what I've said, I want to make this clear. it's best for Memphis, it's best for the University of Memphis, it's best for the city that Penny Hardaway is successful there. That said, no one man is bigger than the program. And so if you've got to move on, is Tim Duncan, is that relationship sort of, is it a double-edged sword in that, yeah, he's tight with Penny, got a good relationship, but also does that come back and, you know, maybe you don't want to fire a guy, just say the word. Or, you know, certainly he would understand that relationship and how Penny is a donor and how that's got to be handled carefully. If you ever get to that point, he would understand it, but can he cut the cord?
Exactly.
Can right. Tim Duncan cut the cord? I mean, I think that's fair to ask of a guy I know, and I want to make this clear. He has paid his dues. He's earned a shot at a job like this, I think.
Yeah.
But that relationship with Penny would be something about Hargrave I want to ask him about.
Yeah, because ultimately you are going to be the one that has to make that decision.
It very much could come down to your time on the gig. I mean, Veach was here, since 19? I mean, you know, what was that, 5 years?
The truth of the matter is,
you're probably going to be on the watch when somebody's got to make a decision on Penny.
Yeah.
Or he could be here forever. I just, those things don't happen.
The truth is that the boosters will be the ones that make the decision to move on from Penny because they're the ones that have to foot the bill for the buyout. But,
and that makes it a little easier on the AD when he says, look, this, you can easily go, this ain't my call. This is our boosters and everything else. But again, it's a different situation than Larry because you want that relationship with Penny to continue afterwards. You want him to be a donor. He's one of your few ambassadors, and so handling that one, if you ever did have to get there, that again, if I'm Hargrave, I'd be interested in Tim's answers on that. You know, Allnut has no relationship with Penny. You know,
I don't want to go that
and
direction.
He's been here as deputy AD and everything, and now as a sitting AD at Buffalo. What's basketball done since Oates?
Nothing.
And that's him, right?
Yeah.
Those are his hires. Okay. That's again, I like Allnut, guy that we spent time with, obviously, but I'd have some questions there because who you hire, who you're bringing in, that Buffalo basketball program at one time red hot has kind of fallen on, you know, some tough times here of late.
You know, I think
they're not in the dumps.
I think Ryan Alpert would be a great choice if that's what it comes because his title at Tennessee is Deputy Athletics Director of Championship Resources Chief Revenue Officer. So his main thing at Tennessee is what Memphis needs more than ever.
Yep.
Is fundraising.
I think that's number one. And that's what Laird was, and
yes.
I don't think that's wrong to go back there.
And so I think Ryan Alpert, I'm just reading from the Tennessee website. He oversees several major capital projects that total $500 million in project costs, $337 million renovation at Neyland, $45 million renovation of the Anderson Training Center, $95 million renovation of Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Revenue generation skyrocketed under Alpert's tenure at Tennessee, $202 million. Up from $154 million the year before in 2023. So, the guy knows how to raise money.
That's what it's all about here.
And people know his time.
Right. I don't want somebody that's going to look at what Laird's done and say, man, this is a great deal with FedEx, yes. And we're set.
Yes.
I want somebody that's ambitious that's going to say, no, I want to separate us even more from the Group of Five. I want to add more corporations to this. That's why the fundraising matters. And so, that for me, it's checking that box first before anything else. When it comes, even being outspoken in the community or selling, you know, I want a guy who's going to come in here and behind the scenes going to work, stoke the relationships.
Yes.
Is the phrase you used. I want that guy.
Because
he's been that.
Like I don't know. For
and how
Tim
is it not
Duncan,
attractive to him? What for Tim in terms of the fundraising?
In New Orleans, it's
right
like
when you fundraised at the SEC level. Laird had been at Florida, okay, and oversaw a big ton of their projects. Again, SEC level. Where you're doing that fundraising, it is a different level. And so I'd be, you know, and as far as Alpert's concerned, why would this not be attractive?
Absolutely.
Again, look at what Laird just did. Came off of an SEC school, right, as one of the, you know, what not the head guy, but a captain in that Florida athletic department. And then, boom, he's going to a sitting AD job at an SEC institution. Right. Ryan can say, I can do that. I can go from being AD at Memphis. Right, that's what I've got to add to my resume, and then boom, go to an SEC school. And that's what I'm telling you. This job is attractive. People
yes.
should want this, and you should be able to have a nice fat pool of SEC administrators, guys like Ryan, and then some sitting ADs like Tim Duncan, Mark Allnut, and those guys. It's attractive, man.
Yeah, the question is
springboard. It can be a springboard, and that can be a good thing for us because
yes.
it keeps you hot.
Yes,
and it keeps you attracting the best talent.
The question is he making more at Tennessee as the deputy AD for revenue than he would make as the AD at Memphis?
Again, what would, it was the same question for Veach at Florida.
True.
You know, at some point, you have to have it on your resume,
true,
AD, if you want to move up and get the sitting AD job at one of these SEC schools. You got to get it on a resume. So maybe a little bit of a pay cut, is going to, you know, he's fine with that because he realizes, you know, what comes after a 4 or 5 year stint at Memphis.
Right.
If you do it right.
Yeah, I mean, because.
And there's every opportunity to do it right here.
Exactly.
You know, not to fail.
Yeah, it's. People are asking, why do we keep insisting a new AD may have to fire Penny?
Again, I try to make that so clear, but you're going to have some people out there. Okay, you may come to that. You may have fire Ryan Silverfield, but in this case, with Tim in particular, there's a relationship there. And so that's why we bring up the question. We're considering all. Again, this guy may have to, or woman, may have to fire Ryan Silverfield. It's the same thing, but there are some details when it comes to some of these guys, their relationship with Penny. For Tim, it goes back. No, I'm hoping you don't have to fire Penny for them fools that are shooting that out there. Nobody's expecting it. Nobody's predicting it. We're saying if you did.
Yeah, I mean, if Memphis doesn't make the NCAA tournament next year,
ADs have to fire coaches. No coaches is hired not to be fired at some point.
I'm not sure why we're acting like Penny's job is just like ironclad, no doubt about it, safe.
Well, you got 4 more years on the contract, but you start not making tournaments. Turnstile count continues to go down. We've seen it before. What are we talking about here? It's not outside the realm of possibility that you're moving on Penny. Why people try to make Penny the end-all, be-all? No, it's great what he's doing for the university, and we know he's pouring his heart and soul in. But no one man is bigger than the program.
Can't be.
The program going to be fine after Penny if it comes to that. But you've got to have a guy that can hold him accountable and, again, have to cut the cord if you've got to and do it in the proper way where you're not disgracing a former program hero. All of that matters. But nobody wants Penny fired. Hell, I want him to take this team he's putting together right now and go to the damn Final Four with it. Get you a lifetime contract for as far as I'm concerned. Now, whether or not that happens again, that's up for debate, especially based on what we saw last year. Got to get back to defense. Nobody predicting Penny going to get fired.
Yeah, nobody's predicting it. But
your next AD better be ready.
You have to consider.
Your next AD better have the power to do so, have the guts to do so.
Exactly
right. If you have to.
Exactly right. So anyway, listen, it's a good opportunity, but there are, you know, there are challenges like any other job, but Laird is proving you can parlay it into an SEC job. And I think that's just like Memphis football when Fuente came here and got the job at Virginia Tech, right? You show what is possible.
Springboard, bro. That's the key word.
Memphis followed that up with the hire of Mike Norvell, who
Hot
at the time
rising.
Was the, you know, highest paid offensive coordinator in the country. So could you do that again? You know, could you show that is possible? I think you definitely can. So there'll be lots of candidates, lots of people that Memphis should talk to. But I think the main quality is you got to be able to fundraise and you got to be a fighter. You got to have the guts. So
the guts. John wants you to have the guts. Laird have the guts? Doesn't sound like it according to you, but Laird got it done.
He got it done. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, he fundraised. So that's
that's number one.
That's number one. I put that number one. So if you're a really, really good number one,
I had a good women's basketball coach and a good baseball coach. They got plucked pretty quickly. See, again, those don't move the meter as much as the fundraising does.
Exactly right. Where did Kerrick Jackson go?
Mizzou.
Everybody goes to Mizzou from Memphis, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, the connections.
You know, Laird, I give him credit for being able to work within the confines with the Penny situation to date because it's been a challenging time in terms of the logistics on that gig. I mean that as a compliment, it's a positive, you know, working through some challenges, NCAA stuff, like it takes a certain type of personality to not bungle all of that when you're trying to put these programs together. And Mizzou apparently needs that kind of dude because Reed Francois was done with it. She just bounced out of there and went to Arizona because she was like, she couldn't work with them.
He got Mizzou to pay Memphis $1 million as opposed to canceling the contract that would have just been a $250,000 payout, right?
On that football game.
Something along for the football game.
They negotiated the deal to put it in St. Louis.
And that helped Memphis more in terms of that you got the $1 million payout rather than just the cancellation of a contract been $250,000. Like, he worked that deal and got more for Memphis.
Yes.
You know, in that instance, as opposed to, you know, the 1 foot out guy that doesn't give a damn and, you know, had just canceled contract, you know, just give us our $250,000. Like, he was slick.
He's
about
a pretty
some
slick
stuff,
cat.
And especially in terms of the money. And again, I tell you, he's leaving in a way better position than it was when he got it.
Yeah, I agree
and
that, with that
and that's saying something, having come through COVID and now in the midst of the NIL era.
That's the truth. It's the truth.
If you're young and energetic, though, that may be the next direction. I know you were kind of joking around about out in the face of public and all that stuff, but it would be desirable now that you've got this to try to take the fundraising to the next level to be a little bit more of a non-suit kind of cat, if you follow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think that's part of it. Definitely.
That was one of the things about Wren I think people liked.
Well, Wren was a unicorn. You're not getting another Wren, all right? People need to give up on
you. You want to try to hire the next Wren, I think.
You got to stop chasing the Wren Baker ghost. The guy's an absolute superstar. I mean, you don't have to hire a Wren.
I mean, Veach froze pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
But Wren hit all the boxes.
He's a home run hitter.
That man worked the media.
Yes.
He did the home fundraising. Run. He stoked the relationship.
And let me just
Johnson.
Say, let me
literally,
just...
the whole Lori Walton thing wouldn't have been done if not for Wren Baker and him going back and opening that thing up.
Let me just say this. Because it's not the most important thing, but it is an important thing. The next person at Memphis needs to understand that there is a back and forth and there is a give and take with the majority of the local media. I don't know that in the last, and I'm even going back to sort of the Bowen years here. I don't think Memphis has done a good job at all with outreach. I mean, they have their sort of media members that they sort of pick and choose who to deliver information to. But I remember a time, again, we're talking about Wren, Ryan, both Ryans, right? Those guys were absolutely amazing. And I'm not saying that they gave me information, right? I mean, Alpert never gave me information. But if I ever had a question, I felt like I could ask him, and he would be as straight with me as he could. And both for both of those guys, and obviously Wren, you know, Wren, you could call anytime. And I feel like the University of Memphis, just as it relates to the whole of the media, again, their strategy has been they're going to sort of pick and choose one person or one sort of outlet that they choose to give most of their stuff to. And that's fine for that. But I do think largely they would be better served if they spread, just not even spread it around, made efforts, I think, to have relationships, you know, with the local media. You know, Laird, it wasn't a priority. I understand that. I respect that. But I do think they'll just find their time here easier if there is sort of that open sort of, you know, line of communication. You know, and I'm not even just talking about the AD, but the associate ADs, the deputy ADs, you know, where they can sort of work in concert with people, you know, to get the, ultimately what the job is to get the message out. Mm-hmm. That's the job.
Yep.
And when you sort of, when you decide strategically to get that message out through a straw as opposed to
a blowtorch.
Right.
Yeah. It helps with fundraising too.
And it sounds like I'm complaining, and I'm not. It doesn't matter to me. I just think they will find their jobs and lives easier if they sort of take a different approach the next go around, because there's lots of different platforms here. There's lots of different people here that can help and that want to help, quite frankly. Maybe they have a perception that they don't. I think everybody here wants to help. I know you want to help, Jason. I know I want to help, you know. And so I would just say, you know, the next AD hopefully will understand that, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And it's important to have relationships in this city with the media as well, because the media here has the following and has the horn here, so to speak. So I do think, and again, that was an area where I would say Wren, Ryan, and Ryan were just elite.
I mean, those were just the old days, and it's
it could be. It could be.
Look at the way Zach Lyman handles business.
Yeah,
on the professional side.
I would just say it has to be different.
There's been less access, less talking to over the years, right?
Yes.
Maybe those we'll never see them. Maybe those are just the halcyon days.
Yes.
Maybe we'll never get those again.
But I definitely think, like, my vote personally would be, at this time, it would be for Ryan Alpert.
You're coming on here endorsing candidates. Jeff abstained from that, but you're not. You don't mind getting your hands in this.
I would endorse multiple candidates.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's the only guy, but I'd say
Well, who's another one?
I'd definitely bring in Tim Duncan and see what he has to say and get his vision for the program.
Okay, but you aren't endorsing him as strongly.
Is it
both Ryans or just the Alpert?
Ryan Bradley now is out of athletics.
Really?
Yeah, he does he's like in communication now. So,
not with Alabama?
Yeah, still Alabama, yeah.
Okay.
And I am told, by the way, from someone that I trust, that Memphis would be able to pay more than what Ryan is getting at Tennessee.
Hire him.
So, you know, that...
How much is that? $400,000?
I am told that Memphis is going to probably pay around $500,000 to $600,000.
Beautiful. Go get that guy.
Man, Fred done got us flush with cash.
Yeah.
Put some cranes in the air.
So, yeah, like I think the only reason why I'm willing to endorse
Ryan. What about
Ryan,
Jeff Crane? You want to go down the list here?
Not as sure of his sort of day to day.
He hadn't been to any of your house parties.
Ryan Alpert has not been to any of my house parties.
I'm just saying. We were just saying you wanted guys that, you know.
I know Ryan Alpert personally, and this is where it starts to matter, right?
We were talking about Tim Duncan's personal. Well, let's just be fair and hold people accountable. Talking about his personal relationship with Penny. What about your personal relationship with Ryan Alpert and the fact that you're endorsing him first because you guys are friends?
No, I would definitely not say
so
we're
I'm
friends.
Questioning your
I definitely
personal,
would not
I'm
say
I'm questioning your endorsement right now.
Ryan Alpert and I have never had a drink together. We've never had a dinner together. We've never done
but when
any
you
that.
Called him and answered all your questions, he was so friendly with you.
Well, I got
you made it sound like you guys were friends.
On a professional level, right? Yeah. It was a professional. I have a question about X, Y, and Z. He answered to the best of his ability. I got to sort of know, okay, this is how Ryan does his job.
I loved him. Yeah. I loved both Ryans when they were here.
And this dude's resume is really good.
And then you sort of look at what he's done at Tennessee.
Innovative. Behind the scenes here, they were working. They were working their tails off with nothing.
And this is why I would say when it comes to other candidates, you know, whether it's internal or not, you know, I can't endorse because I don't know. I don't know what they are doing. You know, they sort of made that strategic decision. Mm. They're going to have to try to find an endorsement from somebody else.
Should have reached out, Jeff.
It's not going to come from me. You know, again, it's just part of the game you play. And everybody makes their own decisions and everybody makes their own choices. But
we've had Tim on. I love him.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not opposed to Tim at all.
Tim Duncan needs to be interviewed.
Absolutely right. Ryan Alpert, Tim Duncan.
Let's interview those guys.
You know, Glorilla. I mean, I would certainly put her. She would be a great AD.
No.
I think she actually get the funds raised.
You're wasting time.
No, we got to get the woman
in
there.
She's too busy watching Dame.
She'll be busy tonight. Mm-hmm. She can't get on the Zoom. I would start there with those two and sort of work my way around. I mean, obviously, Jeff's the interim, so you'll give him the, you know, the shot at it to interview.
Oh, yeah, sure. He's going to interview.
But Jeff Crane, Ryan Alpert outside. And then Tim Duncan. I think those, you know.
Yeah, the thing that can help Jeff is the what's happening right now in Memphis. We said, you know, this was on Veach's watch, but I'm sure Jeff's had a lot to do with the FedEx relationship and everything else. And so that's the thing that can help Jeff Crane is the state of athletics right now and the fact that you've been a part of that. So I'm in agreement with you that you have to.
Yeah,
you have to at least consider the guy that's in there right now. It's probably had a great deal to do with what's happening.
Yeah, you do that as a courtesy, right, at the very least. And then you just kind of, you see
I'm
what
sorry,
else.
Sorry, Jeff, it's a courtesy.
No, I mean, it's just like,
just
you know.
With your wording of things.
No, it's just, that's where you have to start.
No, we see who you want for the job, buddy, your buddy.
No, it's not we're not friends. I would not say we're friends.
Did Ryan text you this morning and ask you to push him out there?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well,
absolutely not.
At least we have that. That feels honest.
People have done that in the past.
Absolutely. Jeff said he's been contacted.
He has not.
I know these guys want to use y'all.
First of all, here's the truth. If you're Ryan Alpert, like, you're straight, dude. You're making $300,000, $400,000, whatever it is at Tennessee.
No, you got to go be an AD at the perfect place. And you'd look at Memphis where you've been and you'd say, my gosh, that might be it, honey, when you're talking to the wifey.
Yes.
You ready to go back to the M? I don't know his wife's name, but they were great here.
Well, if you've been here before, it's not as tough a sell.
That's what I'm saying. You go back and you see it's in a great position right now. You know, the only thing that's you got Penny under contract, four more? You got Ryan on the extension. You got NIL coming out your nose now and ears. Who wouldn't want this?
Yeah.
So
and now you're telling me he can make more than Tennessee? Ryan should jump on this.
Crane, Alpert, Duncan, who are the other lists?
Those are our three we're interviewing right now.
These are not official University of Memphis.
No, we're talking on the radio.
Yeah, these are not. Yeah,
are J&J. We want them interviewed.
Yeah,
this is a radio show.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, exactly. I'd say Crane is going to get the interview because he's in the room.
Obviously, he deserves it. Again, I'm sure he's had something to do with the relationship.
But then when you get outside of that, you're talking about guys like Ryan Alpert, Tim Duncan. There's a guy at Evansville. I think Ziggy is. I don't know him. But he has been on lists.
I don't feel strong to demand it.
I don't know.
We have a three-man pool.
I think he's
right
been
now.
Here. So that's another, you know. Ryan Bradley, if he was.
Siegfried? Dr. Kenneth Ziggy Siegfried.
Yeah. Don't know him, so I can't really speak to his qualifications. But I think the three that I, you know, again, out, how about this? The two that I would focus on outside of the building right now for me would be Tim Duncan and Ryan Alpert. Those would be the two that I would definitely zero in on.
Not Alan Green.
I'm not familiar with Alan Green.
Well, he was Auburn's athletic director, but now he's at the senior deputy athletic director. I heard him discussed with Jeff. I was just throwing him at
you. Does he have Memphis ties?
Well, it's Hargrave. Because Hargrave was over there when Green was the Auburn AD.
They dispatched him.
Now, he was run out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue. But, again, has been a sitting AD at one point and is now at Tennessee as senior deputy athletic director. He's on some list as well. I think this was a CA list I'm looking at. But maybe a name just because he's done. I'm sure these guys get recycled. He'll get another shot at a job at some point. Now, again, when you've been run out of Auburn, I know that you're not above some of these other candidates we've named. But
yes,
I think he's going to be on some lists. And I would certainly think he'd be interested.
Right.
Again, that's the opportunity to bounce back,
perhaps,
for a guy like him.
I think Memphis is a unique place because you have to really know it to be good at it. Now, Laird was sort of, I think, the exception to the rule here, and maybe Tom Bowen in a way, but Tom lacked some institutional knowledge because where he came in and I think maybe that ignorance helped Tom. The ignorance helped Tom of Memphis football never being ish, so he didn't really know the history as much, so he's like, no, there's no problem. I'll come in here. I'll fix football. He did that. But it came sort of at the expense of basketball in some ways.
It did, but then he got go back to his prowess as a hirer. He gets Ren because he doesn't know basketball.
Right.
He goes and gets Ren Baker, who does.
That's true,
and that's where it sort of fit. But you're right. I mean, he's the one that gave Josh the contract you couldn't get off of.
Exactly,
and so that ended up being a problem. But he ended up going, you know, where he was weak. He recognized I got to get somebody, and of course, Ren's specialty was basketball, and that's you need to have that in your AD. A guy who recognizes his strengths and weaknesses, and particularly, you know, if it's in one area over the other. And so that didn't get talked about enough about Bowen was his ability as a hirer. You know, having both Ryans in there, the Ren Bakers, he did pretty good on that.
Right, right.
Now, he didn't hire Mark. That was always rude. Brought in Mark Allna. Yeah.
Yeah, so I you could bring in Mark Allna for an interview. He's been here before. I mean, you're going to do some due diligence, right? You're not just going to focus on two or three people.
I'm concerned about what's happening to basketball at Buffalo under Mark.
Yeah.
Maybe they should hire David Rudd to be the AD. He always wanted to do it.
Has he been there long enough to hire two coaches or one coach at basketball at Buffalo?
I play Allna's been there for a long time.
Did he have Nate Oates?
Because
there's been two since Nate Oates, I want to tell you.
I think he did have him.
So he's had two hires since Nate Oates. He didn't hire Nate Oates.
He's been there since 18.
That's not enough to hire Nate Oates, then, right?
No, he didn't hire Nate
right.
Oates.
But he's made two hires since Nate Oates, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Buffalo's
and
been
they've
great.
Gone down since.
Buffalo's been fantastic. I don't know if you've been paying attention, dude. I mean,
that's literally what I'm saying.
You don't know
is how they've
George
gone down.
Talkovich,
they
bro?
Have gone downhill since. And he was just in his first year, right? You had to move on from the guy before, it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was his first season.
Love Mark to death, but I'm watching him looking at basketball right now. Buffalo it's kind of dropped off a little bit. Yeah. It was a hot spot.
Yeah.
It was a hot spot.
Right.
Hurley, Oates.
4-27.
We even slowed it down a little bit up there. And that's, again, basketball's too important here.
Yeah.
You know, to play with.
Villanova associate head coach is.
Gefil DeFish?
Is Halkovich.
Okay. I thought you said Gefil DeFish.
Gefil DeFish, Filet of Fish. I mean, that's what it's been up there. So, yeah, look, I mean, again, I think we've kind of identified and they'll probably hire some random
we've
AD.
We've done a great job here.
Associate AD at Kansas State or something. But
a search committee should listen to this segment. It was so good and all-encompassing.
It's not complicated.
In terms of concerns and what the next man or woman needs to be and what boxes they need to check. I feel like this has been productive.
Yeah, it's not a complicated job. It's just you got to know the place. You got to know what makes these people tick.
It ain't so much of a have-not as it is a have right now.
Exactly right.
That's what I'd say.
Exactly right.
You're in a pretty good position.
It's a good job. We'll see the kind of candidates that Memphis can attract for the position, but it's a very important hire, and that job begins for Memphis now.
Next story.
Well, we may find out that Tyrese Hunter was a very important get for Penny Hardaway, who struck twice yesterday. Penny Hardaway making some news out of that transfer portal, and we talked about it. Went through Tyrese Hunter coming over from Texas and what he brings. He actually was a little bit under the radar, wasn't he? That visit wasn't, I don't think, was publicly reported. And had come in, snuck in under the cover of dark, taking an official visit, apparently liked what he saw. Again, a guy who's also been at Iowa State a couple of years. He was Big 12 freshman of the year at Iowa State. Had averaged 11, 4.9 assists, 3.5 rebounds. Munns writes over at the Commercial Appeal about him that he's a hard-nosed competitor, and this is the part I like the most, dogged defender. You know, if there's a theme so far that's starting to emerge in terms of what Penny Hardaway is trying to pull out of the transfer portal, again, challenging job when you've got to replace basically an entire roster, is multi-year guys. Also, it appears guys who, again, will raise the level of defense around here. P.J., I'm going to go through it. P.J. Haggerty, you bring over from Tulsa 3 years in terms of eligibility remaining. Dane Danger from Illinois has got two. Tyrese Hunter coming over now from Texas has got 2 years. I'm not saying these guys will be here for all of that, but this is what you wanted. Last year you had a bunch of one-year guys, had 1 year left. And then Baraka Okoji, who you brought in yesterday, was the other commit from George Mason, sort of a combo guard, play a little bit of both. I guess it's 6'3". He's got a little bit more size than Hunter, but looks like a guy that'll be a developmental, you know, player for you. He's got 3 years of eligibility. All the, you know, most of them, at least, especially in terms of steals and being able to defend one-on-one, are guys that, you know, project as guys who can buy in, or at least, you know, will bring more of that to the table than what you had last year. So I like it because defense should be a priority, and I like it because multi-year transfers out of the portal, we said, should be a priority, and it appears Penny is hitting those. Again, only one of the five so far is a one-year of eligibility guy left. That's Colby Rogers coming over, the outstanding shooter coming over from Wichita State. So you've got, obviously, Nicholas Jourdain in the mix. You're bringing in Jared Harris, a four-star guard. That's seven right there. Then you got walk-ons, Noah Stansberry, Joe Cooper, decisions on them. But seven, you get 13 scholarships. So you still got five, six spots to go. Could one of those be held for David Jones? Sure, if you need to. Are you holding one potentially? We know they've contacted him. We know there's been contact made for a Musa Cisse. Absolutely. Still a lot to do, it feels like. But your backcourt is starting to come together. And, John, it's starting to look like a picture that can proceed if it needs to without David Jones in the fold.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what this.
And it's probably going to have to.
Yeah. I just, how does David Jones fit into this now?
Yeah.
That's where you would, I think you're like, ooh, I mean, somebody would have to kind of go. Again, you'd love to have David Jones right back, but I don't really see. I mean, because Parth kind of had him in the fold as a four, and I'm just like, well, that's not really where he needs to be, a four.
Well, that doesn't make you better. It doesn't get you back to being great defensively.
No, you'll get
putting
crushed.
Him at the four.
You can't
just have a Dane out there as he's not a rim protector. So you know what I'm saying? That plan just doesn't take me back to where I feel like Penny's trying to get back to, which is, you know, a team that's going to play, just going to flatten you defensively. That's the issue there.
Yeah,
David
Jones is a two or a three. He's not a four. I mean, he'll just get punished down there.
Yeah.
Because you are what you guard.
He's a small ball. He can play small ball four because of his ability to rebound, but that is not what he is.
Yeah, like it's like in spots. It's not like, oh, we're going to play you at the four.
Right.
And that's where.
Well, the way he's pulling this team together doesn't look like that's
exactly
the situation you're putting up. You got guys right now. You got scorers.
Yeah.
You got point guards. I mean,
yes.
Again, it's starting to get a little crowded on the perimeter to John's point about if you bring David Jones back into all of this.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a good start. I think this is, you know, the picture starting to become clear. I think I'd more of, you know, Tyrese Hunter types is always a good thing. You know,
well, him and Dane are coming down.
Yep.
Which is what you like. Coming down
Musa,
from bigger conference.
Musa is coming down a little bit.
Get up out of here.
He's coming.
Come on down. A bit of the same level.
Yeah.
I mean, conference, yeah, but what are we talking about here?
I mean, Ole Miss beat you. Straight
up. Well, he didn't have a ton to do with it.
No, I mean, I
he was good defensively, and that's what we need. I mean, he was solid defensively. I remember him fouling somebody in that game, too.
Musa was good at Memphis. That was his best, wasn't it? Wasn't he, like, at his – or he was Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, wasn't he?
Right, and he was, like, freshman of the year here.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he was 6.6, 6.3 rebounds a game, let's see how many blocks, 1.6. So, yeah, his best year is probably 22-23. He had 7 points a game, 2 blocks a game, 8 rebounds a game. You take that?
I want it.
Yeah. So come on down, Musa. Waiting on you, brother. Waiting on you, big dog.
Oh, we're going to go we'll note that. We're going to get it done for you.
Yeah. Anyway, Memphis getting it done on the recruiting trail. Hey, we still got to give you Brad's picks today. We've given him a little bit longer than usual to think about this. Maybe now is the time.
I don't look over there and see Brad doing a lot of prep. So okay. I think he knows the
all right, perfect.
The way we roll now.
Yeah.
It's right off the cuff.
Yeah.
Whatever that brain is telling you.
It's good. It's good. So we'll do that and more when we get back. Jason and John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For me, my dear, never gave the time of day, my dear. It's okay.
You know who might be a good athletic director ever at the University of Memphis?
Sure, yeah.
Billy Richmond.
Of course.
That man has a vision. Don't you agree?
He's definitely got vision.
But especially, I know this, the catering for the student athletes would be better than ever. Because it would be a nothing but Wing Guru. Get that Wing Guru on campus.
Pumping his own NIL.
Yeah, that's the next step for Be Rich. But in the meantime, in between time, before he gets the AD job at Memphis, he's doing big things at the Wing Guru. Coming up with all those delicious flavors. My go-to garlic sriracha. Y'all know the deal. But whatever you like, whether you like it a little more zesty, lemon pepper, spicy, there's something for you on the menu. Get over to Wing Guru today.
Yeah, I'm Nashville hot guy. Don't hold it against me. Again, Billy has deboed their flavor and made it the best Nashville hot for my money in the city of Memphis. His version of it. And I've tried versions of it all across Memphis. Nobody compares what Billy's got. He's got 22 of them. Fantastic flavors, all exclusive to the Wing Guru. He's come out of this. These flavors have come out of his own head, including the Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. inspired sauce that people love, and the Can't Catch Cow, the Triple C. So find out what your favorite is. Again, don't hate on ours. Find your favorite. The odds are it's going to be more. And going to be more than one favorite. And new item on the menu, those fried chicken legs. You can get them in your favorite Wing Guru flavor. When you see Billy Richmond, tell him what's up. Then you tell him Jason John sent you.
Do have a little bit of sad news to report. Kelsey Plum and Darren Waller filing for a divorce after 1 year of marriage.
I did not know they were hitched.
You did not know that?
Nope.
Damn, bro, you really just are not in tune with the world, man.
He was not at the All-Star. Was he at the All-Star
no.
game?
No, they've been, it feels like, sort of on the rocks for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelsey Plum posted on Twitter this morning, "I'm devastated. I walked through fire for that man, but now I see it's time to go."
You don't need to do that publicly. Mind, do your business behind in the private.
God has given me an incredible life, and I'm truly so grateful for the profound love for my family and friends. One day I'll share my story. Today is not that day. Thank you for the grace to process my pain, to forgive, and move forward. Today and every day, I will continue to choose joy. Much love, KP. Philippians 1:6.
Maybe he put her through something.
I think he cheated on her. I think that's what.
I don't want to hear this mess. This is some Taylor Swift type stuff. There's only one whose relationships we care about.
Oh.
publicly. It's Taylor Swift.
Well, this is why he's been contemplating retirement, I feel like, Darren Waller. You know, he played for the Giants last year.
Yeah.
Many people don't know that.
He's contemplating retirement because he's having a rough time with Kelsey.
His personal life, yeah. But I think he's going to have to play another year now for the spousal support, right? I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Spousal support.
Isn't that what happens in divorce? Spousal support? If you make more than the partner and you get divorced and you're the reason?
I guess if they're asking for it.
Well,
she won't ask. Sounds like she wants to be independent.
You can still be that with spousal support, bro. That's what Sam threatens me all the time. She's like, she'd be asking.
Y'all got kids.
That'd be alimony at that point. But even before we had kids, she was saying.
They don't have kids, do they?
I don't think so, no. They do not.
I didn't know this was going to come up today.
Well, it just happened, bro. It was breaking news.
I have to say, your reaction to it
really distasteful.
I'm going to have to say there are way other more important topics right now.
Well, it's a prominent NFL tight end.
You know, what's going on between Kwame?
The women's game.
Kwame and Gilbert Arenas. You know, that beef, way more important than, I'm sorry, I got no room, no attention for Kelsey and Waller.
Okay.
So sad.
Yeah, well, man, that man clearly don't care.
Like, she can't go out and find her another man's
beautiful what's going on?
Woman. What's going on here?
Why
are we talking about Kelsey? Neither one of them ain't doing nothing.
Kelsey Plum's doing big things.
Bro, she's about to get dwarfed by a rookie.
What's going on?
Everybody is.
Yeah, exactly. So she already broke all your records, including that leading all-time leading
score
record.
And she has a stable relationship.
Let me tell you this. We're erasing Kelsey Plum with what's coming up through the pipes, okay? Wow. And I ain't just talking about Caitlin. I'm talking about Cardoso, Angel, all of them, making Kelsey an afterthought.
Dude.
So this is way too high on the J&J radar.
It's 12:55.
They are not celebrities enough anymore for you to bring this up.
Well, this is coming from Jason, not John. I think they're all celebrities. I think they're all big-time celebrities.
A B-list, both of them, at best.
What if it was
Waller has fallen off, and now nobody checking for Kelsey Plum anymore?
Damn. Tough crowd. I mean,
you follow her on Instagram?
I don't. She kind of comes off like a super. She had an exchange during the All Star game, celebrity game.
I saw it.
Yeah, it was. She was kind of like rude, right?
It looks like you pay attention to everything she does and says. I'm starting to sense some stalker behavior is what I'm. You sure you don't follow? Maybe you follow her on Instagram on another account, another one.
I only have the one. No, I mean, I think Kelsey Plum is definitely.
Clearly you do to bring this to the table.
Yeah, well, she was a great player. She is a great player. She set all the records that Caitlin Clark had to break.
Does she have a shoe?
I think she does, actually. I think she does. It's one of those.
She ain't even on the signature shoe list of anybody reputable, is she?
I think she has, like, the Under Armour joints, you know? You know? I don't know.
So, fourth or fifth priority.
Yeah. You know, but
all right. Again, so, I've been proven right.
Well, maybe someday we'll get there, right? Also, before we get to Brad's picks, we'll do those a little bit later in the show, and then Nick Friedell's going to join us at 1:25. Probably should get back to the Lakers and what happened last night. Heartbreak, up 21 points in the second half for the L.A. Lakers in Game 2. Felt like they were rolling. Felt like it was their game to certainly to lose, and they did do it, and they did lose. It amazes me that the Nuggets are as consistent as they are, right? Like, that you could have easily said, hey, whatever, we'll beat them but this will be a five-game series. We're not worried about it. And they, like, went balls to the wall to come back in that game, and they did. And they hit a freaking ridiculous shot. Anthony Davis ends up on the Nuggets bench. I mean, it was quite the scene.
Jamal said he didn't even see it go through because he was in that falling down with Davis into the bench.
Yeah. And now, you know, you start to ask, like, is this – like, what more can the Lakers do to beat the Nuggets? Like, what do they have to do?
So it's almost it feels like the Nuggets are trying to let the Lakers believe any way they can for a little while that they can actually get a win, and then they come back and show them that no matter what y'all try, no matter how far you get ahead of us, and it was 20 points there after Austin Reeves' three-pointer made it 68-48 with 10 minutes left in the third. The Lakers had won 37 straight games through the regular season and playoffs in games in which they built a 20-point lead. So that 37-game winning streak came to an end. Again, it seems like it doesn't matter what you throw at Denver, particularly against the Lakers. They're already going to have a response, and the right one.
and it's 10 straight now going back to December of 2022. It's at a point now where you're in the Lakers' heads. They don't you could see it on LeBron's face.
Yep.
And he said all the right things. It's going back to LA, you know, as long as we hold court there, we'll be fine, can tie this thing 2-2. But I don't think he believes it.
Right.
Again, when you've lost to a team 10 straight times and you've had great performances from AD and you've had, you know, last night LeBron's starting to look tired. But again, he's giving you everything he's got. Even D'Angelo Russell, I think, was 6 threes in the first half. You feel like, okay, this is the one. And Denver comes and walks you down.
Right.
There comes a point where you start to think, we can't do this, even somebody as great as LeBron James. And particularly when you look down the rest of the roster, and besides D'Angelo last night, I mean, I guess Prince hit a step back three at one point. They aren't getting anything from that supporting cast. And so,
yep.
Dude, I just think Denver's in their heads at this point. And it's almost like they can do no wrong. When they decide, okay, this is winning time, Denver, against L.A., L.A. can do nothing to stop it because they're so in their heads now. It's amazing. Truly.
Yeah.
I mean, Christian Brown last night is getting rebounds down inside.
Yep.
You know, getting stick backs and putbacks, getting to the free throw line.
Yep.
And you know, their role guys are stepping up in a way that yours are not. And again, you're going back home, so your role guys have no excuse now. But you clearly cannot beat Denver with just AD and LeBron playing well. They're too good.
Yep.
They're too good at what they do, and they're too confident against this Lakers team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.